and welcome to the first of Warwick TV and Raw's Coffee House sessions. Today we've heard some fantastic music from Al Lewis, and he's standing with me. Obvious question, how did it go?
It went very well, thank you. Yeah, there's a lovely audience and very nice and chilled, as you would expect in a coffee house or tea shop.
Brilliant. Yeah. And how did you enjoy the tea shop? Was it, you said it was one of the coolest you've been to?
Yeah, I mean, they've got cool things on the wall, bunting, you know, they've really gone to town. So
is that just a lie though? You said it's all the coffee houses.
No, I'm not. No, what do you take me for?
No,
this is generally one of the best. I mean, that's not to say there might be people next week who are better, but at the moment you guys are right up there.
That's exclusive, Warwick. At the moment we're the best coffee house out of the universities in the country. So Al, 2 days ago it was your birthday.
It was, yeah.
So first things first, we brought you a cake.
Oh,
happy
thank
birthday.
You. That's very kind.
That's a cake for you.
No one else has got me a cake, so
see,
again, you're
definitely the
going
best one.
Definitely up
so
the
yeah,
top.
Happy birthday. Please don't throw that in my face, is where I stand on that.
Okay.
I was very apprehensive about buying it earlier. So let's go on. A few questions here. So at the beginning of 2011, you were picked by Cafe Nero to be one of the artists of the month.
Yeah.
So you've just played in Curiosity and you're going around countries now playing in coffee houses. What is it about coffee houses you love so much?
Oh, I love coffee to begin with. But,
I can see you've got one
yeah,
right there.
Yeah. But also it's sort of a lot of the music I love and a lot of the guys I admire, like Bob Dylan and stuff, they started out doing the coffee shops in New York and in Greenwich Village. So I just think it's a great way to start out and to play to people in a more relaxed environment. I
mean, it is a real nice environment. So you just spoke about Dylan. Big Dylan fan?
Massive, yeah.
Favourite song?
Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Good choice. I accept that choice. That's a great one.
It's all right.
So you started off your career, if you say it. You won the song for... No, you came second in the Song for Wales competition.
I was robbed.
Yep. Logsy. Am I pronouncing that right? It's Welsh.
No, that's not too bad. Yeah.
So, big question here. Where do you stand on things like television and The X Factor as a way of propelling your career in the music industry?
Personally, I would never go down that avenue just because... I want to perform my own songs and write my own songs, and that's great if you want to be in a boy band or a girl band or a pop star, you know, sort of like you see the most successful people that have come out of it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of career they've had, but that's not for me. But you know,
if you could be a member of One Direction, would you be? Got to ask it.
A bit old, I think.
Oh, you can't say that. Come on. So, talking about Logsy, you came second in the competition with it.
Yep.
Excuse my Welsh.
Okay.
Can you sing us a few bars?
Mi fydd dain llosgi.
I've never heard Welsh song. That was incredibly enjoyable. So, you've just released your second album, second English album,
yes.
Battles.
Yep.
And a couple of days ago, I believe you released a covers EP.
I did, yes.
Featuring covers from like Joni Mitchell's, Tom Waits. Mm-hmm. Why covers now? Why an EP of them?
Kind of hoping that people who Google these famous artists, like you've just mentioned, you know, might come across my version, and it's as simple as that, really.
Cheeky. Very cheeky,
just
I like
latch on to their fans. But, you know, it's a way of showing people the kind of stuff that I listen to, who I admire, and, you know, I wanted to bring a modern twist to these classics.
Same with Cheryl Cole's Fight for This Love and Avicii's
Wake
Me Up.
It's a classic.
They're both classics, come on. And last but not least, your album was produced by Charlie Peacock. He's worked with, you know, the Civil Wars, made his own music documentaries. Was it a bit intimidating going into that environment and knowing, like, he's worked with a double Grammy award winning artist? And
definitely. I mean, the day I arrived was the day that his Grammy got delivered. And so I just saw it there on the mantelpiece for the album, the Civil Wars album, and it was just, it was a bit intimidating, but also I just felt very lucky that I was able to work with someone of that of that caliber, really. So and I'm really happy with how it turned out. So
how did it turn out, the sound wise? Was it what you expected, or did it add something different?
I think it definitely sounded a bit more American than maybe my previous album had, which is, I suppose, is only natural seeing as I made it in America. But no, I'm really happy with it. It's got that, you know, that Nashville clean cut sound to it, which is what I love. So
Taylor Swift sound?
If I could have an inch of her success, that'd be great, yeah.
Brilliant. So where are you playing after this, after the Coffee House tours? Where can we catch you next?
So after Coffee House tours, I'm doing a couple of gigs supporting Jules Holland. Mm-hmm. I'm playing Royal Albert Hall with him.
Nice.
Yeah. And then got a few of my own gigs lined up. Then doing a Christmas gig in Cardiff in a church. So I'll be wearing my woolly jumper for that one.
Woolly socks, yeah.
And then recording a new EP for the new year.
Oh, brilliant. So that's where you can catch Al Lewis next. We'll see you at the Royal Albert Hall, I hope.
Thanks.
Brilliant. That's Al Lewis, Warwick TV and Raw. Thank you very much.
Your award-winning student radio station.
This is your Raw.